Because a lot of people are like, I don't know if I want to see inside my ears, but you know, it's a body part you don't generally get to see inside of. And once they do, they're like, wow, that's really neat. We have a setup for that where people can, if they just want to see inside their ears, if they have earwax and it's appropriate to remove it there, you know, not everything is, but they have an option to be able to do that. We have all different other kinds of displays set up so that people can see different types of technology, and we have different literature for resources to help people if they are interested in, you know, getting hearing aids and talking about tinnitus or other audiological conditions as well.
How do you remove earwax?
So we have three different methods that we can use, but at the fair, because we have a limited setup option, we only use one. In the office, we will use either suction or what's called a curette. So it's a special tool that's designed for removing wax. And I have a really cool one that actually has an LED light source built into it. So it really illuminates the ear canal very well. We also use irrigation. So it depends on the kind of earwax, you know, somebody's comfort level, how much earwax is in there. There's different factors that go into it.